Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Laborers Local 373, the Operating Engineers Local 66, both out of the Pittsburgh area, and we appreciate their support. Joining us today for Media Matters, we've got Joe Strupp. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Likewise.
You know, things that just make you want to beat somebody's head against the wall. Now, Trump is talking about the voter fraud commission. He's going to have the vice president, Vice President Pence, lead this commission into suppressing votes. I mean, finding out what's going on with legal votes.
Yes, this is the commission that he signed an order to appoint. It'll have Pence, but even more important, perhaps, the vice chair is a gentleman named Chris Kobach.
The suppressor in chief.
Or Kobach. I'm mispronouncing his name all week. I believe it's Kobach. He is the Secretary of State of Kansas, not a liberal stronghold. But even with that, he has a great history of voter suppression, of strict voter laws that require IDs, require proof of citizenship.
Hey, wait a second. If I buy a gun, do I need an ID?
No, and you also don't need to know how to use it either, which is one of my big issues with guns. And that doesn't seem to get come up a lot. Maybe that's another show, but you know, you can't drive
a
car unless
you
drive it, right? Why can you get a gun without being able to show you can use it?
Right, or you know, and here's my next question: is you know, can I use my campaign contributions to buy a gun?
I don't know. Can you?
How about my welfare?
You probably can. Welfare, you can't.
Yeah. No, actually, there are people out there that say we should be able to.
Yeah.
So
and of course, there are other restrictions on food stamps, which are not called food stamps anymore. I don't have the exact name, but you can't
snap
use them
it.
For certain things, and that's another
another
issue. But the thing with voter suppression and voter fraud is that there's continued proof, continued data going back years, that there is no proof of what the term widespread voter fraud. Of course, we know Trump claimed 3 to 5 million illegal votes occurred in his election. And there's just, I mean, you can't get any more zero than zero.
Right.
There's zero proof of this. There's experts we talked to on data on voting.
There's
no issue here, and there's no problem that they're trying to solve. And even if there was, the people they're appointing to solve it are extremely biased on the issue. Kobach himself, and we talked to some reporters in Kansas. There's been two editorials. One last week by the Kansas City Star, and one just yesterday by the Topeka Capital Journal, which is the paper in the state capitol, basically saying do not appoint Kobach to this commission because he has such a horrible record on voter fraud and voter suppression and voter rights, along with a lot of the polling experts we talked to in a story we posted the other day at MediaMatters.org, saying there's no problem here that they're trying to solve, and that there's a lot of underhanded element to this, that it'll actually be used to suppress voters rather than cure any problem, because the problem doesn't exist.
Let me ask this question. You know, we have many Republican friends that are the state's attorney in states all across the United States. Which one of them has convicted somebody of in-person voter impersonation fraud?
I haven't found any.
I don't think they found any either.
But Kobach himself has actually convicted some people. And he's also, this is another interesting
convicted
thing about
them of what?
Of voter fraud. Like three or four people illegal voting. I don't want to misrepresent the words. And I don't know the specifics of the cases. But he is also the only Secretary of State who has prosecutorial rights and power. And he uses it. And the cases that he has gone after have drawn complaints and legal action from the American Civil Liberties Union, which has filed several legal challenges targeting his efforts to limit votes. So you're asking Trump's vice president, who of course is just going to do Trump's bidding, but you're also asking this Secretary of State, who has a terrible record on this issue, to oversee a commission to look into it. I mean, this is like the Warren Commission, and it has its own problems, but let's say a commission like that looking into something, the 9/11 Commission, of course, was overseen by Tom Kaine, who I think was a very respected Republican, and it had some interesting findings. But, you know, to get a commission to look into something, but the heads of the commission are people who've come out harshly and directly on one side of the issue.
Right.
How are you going to get a valid, independent view? And on top of that, this whole continued research that is always finding little or no evidence, more often no evidence, that this exists. I mean, it's really beyond the realm of believability.
It's a huge waste of taxpayer dollars.
Yes, and that's the other thing. What's this going to cost? They're either going to do work that pushes towards more stringent voter suppression, or they're not going to do anything. It's just going to go nowhere. But I doubt that. If it just went nowhere, that would be fine. But I don't think it's going to. And several of the people we talked to, one of them, Bill Schneider, who you may remember, he had been on CNN. He was CNN's senior political analyst for many years. Now he's a professor of public policy at George Mason University. He not only said there's no evidence to support this, he talked about Trump's obsession with getting over the fact that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, nearly 3 million more votes than him.
You know,
that's part of what's behind this, he and others believe, that Trump can't handle the fact that he didn't get all the votes.
Joe,
he has to find a way to dispel the legitimacy of the election so that it can go with his need to have the most votes.
Right. And my question is, and let me circle the wagons around this.
Sure.
Why are we allowing the President of the United States to make any kind types of decisions until we have cleared him from dealing with, collaborating with, working in conjunction with a hostile foreign government?
Exactly. And I think a lot of good discussion and investigation has been done on that in the last couple of days. But it's up to Congress or the Justice Department. Of course, he fired the FBI director. And then he goes on and admits that he did fire him because of the Russian investigation. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you saw probably some of the Sunday shows like I did. People were just aghast at the fact that this president is admitting obstruction of justice, or at least alleged obstruction of justice. What more does it take? And then, of course, whoever he appoints, unless it's a very credible person, which would be a smart move on his part to appoint somebody with really no ties who's smart and has good respect to continue the investigation. Well, we know where that's going to go, right? So it's up to the leadership in the Justice Department, which I doubt will do much because they can't. They're under Jeff Sessions and whoever the FBI director replacement is, or Congress. It's going to come down to whether when members of Congress, and many of them are already coming out against a lot of this, but it's going to come down to cynically what they have to lose and what they have to gain.
Right.
If they're really going to, if they're left no choice, they're going to have to.
Members of Congress need
to. Right now they don't.
Yeah, members of Congress need to understand that their support for voter suppression is going to be directly related to whether or not they continue on in Congress.
Among other things.
Right.
And this is also a great diversion. We all know Trump is big on diversion.
Right.
I mean, and the press, which we've written some about how the press has to pick and choose what it's going to focus on. I did stories months ago, and you and I even talked, about how reporters have to judge what to go after because there's so much that comes out of Trump every day, every hour. You start getting caught up in the minor details of things that don't matter, and you miss the big picture. And that's what he wants. He wants to divert attention away from things that he doesn't want to talk about. And this is the way to do it. But I think reporters, the good reporters, are catching on, and the real investigation is being done. But you're right, it's going to come down to how much does Congress have to lose or win. And people keep going back to Watergate. But one of the things about Watergate people need to look at is also how the press handled it, but how the Republicans handled it.
Right,
it got to
exactly.
The point where Nixon, you know, had nowhere to go, and Congress knew that, the Republican leadership knew that. But that still took more than 2 years.
It did.
Nixon didn't resign until August of 1974, and the Watergate breaking was June of 1972. But as a lot of people have been talking about this past week with the firing of Comey, looking at this Saturday Night Massacre, which occurred in late 73. But even that was, about 9 months before he ended up having to resign. So,
Joe, how do we find out?
Interesting where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
We are at MediaMatters.org. You can follow me on Twitter at Joe Strupp. And also Media Matters is on Twitter. And some background on me at joestrupp.com, which is just a site I use for a lot of different things. But Media Matters is the top and the number one place. And if you see what they're doing, there's been a lot since Trump got in. We're going to keep going and just digging out the facts. As I've told you before, I'm not a political guy. I'm a news guy. And I just want the accuracy and the facts to come out. And when it comes to Trump, that's a bigger challenge than most presidents, but we're here to do it, and so is Media Matters, and we're glad for all the support we get, as well from you.
And you let us know what we can do to help. Meantime, Joe, we got to get going, brother. It's always a pleasure. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio.